The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. This time what? Testing 1, 2, 3. You're not going to do what this time?
This is like how you... What does it say on the paper? Now ask her to test into the mic?
No, it doesn't say it on the paper.
How is it possible that you cannot start the podcast without those pieces of paper?
I can start them. I just use them as a backup.
No. Every time you open it up and you're like, oh, there's nothing here. What's happening? What's going on?
That's not true.
Where's the thing?
This one time, just something happened one time and I fixed it, you know, so it's all taken care of.
The
podcast is going right now. We're doing it right now. Can you tell?
I'm just saying, like, I'm going to record you starting the podcast next time and put it up somewhere.
Something seems wrong here, but go ahead, talk loud.
I'm speaking as loud as I can.
Okay. Hopefully it's coming out.
Oh my God. Do you see what you're... You're arguing
what?
My point for me by what you're doing.
It seems like it's going, but the monitor for the sound, the waves, the lines,
yes,
seem like they're going higher than usual.
Then turn it down. Then it's hot. Why would you tell me to speak up if that's what's happening?
No, yeah, now it's back down to normal. When you talk lower, here, wait, let me do it right now. Here, I'm talking low. Okay, yeah, see, there you go.
This has all been some kind of...
What?
We walk around like I have a 199 IQ and...
199? 199, my head would explode.
No, when there's people with over 200 IQs.
All right.
They're around. They exist.
I have to tell you something.
What?
All right. I don't want you to be mad. But tomorrow night when I go on the road, I'm going to start watching the Unabomber thing on my own. So you're going to have to watch it on your own here. Okay? Because I have nothing to watch when I'm traveling. So
I want to watch that other show. So I'm watching...
No, watch the Unabomber. Then when I come back, we'll watch the other show together.
We should watch the Unabomber together. What's the other show called?
I don't remember.
Fuck.
No, it was a cowboy. It was a Western...
Yeah, it's a Western.
Godless?
Godless.
Like you are. You're godless.
So what attracted me to it. And I was like, hey, that seems like something I might be into.
I don't want to watch that by myself on the road.
Why? You can masturbate to the Unabomber, but not to Godless?
Oh, boy. Whoa, right to the masturbation material. Whoa, right out of the gate.
That's what I think every guy comic does in his off time now, with or without people present
to
see
it. Well, no, I do that on the road.
If there's not a female comedian watching, is it still called masturbation?
If I do on the road masturbate 100 times more than I do at home, because I never really do it at home, ever. Maybe once a month at home.
I don't need to
when
know
nobody's
any of
home.
This.
When nobody's home. Like, I could never do it when somebody's home. It'd be gross.
Could you imagine hearing your father talk about his masturbation schedule?
Well, who's going to listen to this?
Maybe how's your children?
They don't listen to this podcast. They don't listen
I
to podcasts.
Not. God, I hope not.
Can you please talk into the mic? Why are you wearing a bodysuit into New York?
It's a turtleneck, you fool.
It's a bodysuit.
A bodysuit? That's like the kind that goes around your crotch? No.
Well, it's... as tight as a bodysuit.
You bought this for me.
I never bought that for you. When did I buy that?
Oh my God. Okay. Do you want to make a bet? See, this is what you do.
Do you want to make a bet? Do you want to bet? Not do you want to make a bet?
Oh, did I add extra words? I'm so sorry.
Yes. Do you want to bet?
Would you like to place money on this?
I kind of remember buying it for you now. Oh. I bought it at TJ Maxx or Marshall's, right? For Christmas last year.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go over a couple dizzy things that Bonnie did. Let's discuss one. Last week, Bonnie calls me. You're going to be mad at me. Uh-oh. You know. And she goes, I lost my wedding ring. Her wedding ring. Which is another ring I bought her.
Okay. No, the first wedding ring, my engagement ring is locked up, right?
Yeah, but why don't you wear it?
It's too, like, ornate or whatever.
What do you mean?
I just don't like jewelry, and it's like it sticks out, and then you go to put your hand in your jeans or something.
Can I make a ring out of it for myself?
No, it's my engagement ring. I'm allowed to have it.
Well, but if you don't wear it, why?
Well, I will wear it.
When?
Well, you know, the Academy Awards or something.
I can get you a.
Okay, why don't you finish the story? Isn't that what you were going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the first one, it fell off in...
No, that was the engagement ring. What happened to your first
one? The engagement ring fell off in that comedy club.
And I found it.
What's the comedy club called?
Broadway Comedy.
Broadway Comedy Club. In the back, it was like their storage room and their green room is the same thing. So we had to move all these boxes.
We found it.
We did find it, but that's when I said, you know what?
It's a $10,000 ring.
Yeah, I better, but we have insurance on it.
Yeah.
So we should say 14.
No, because that's insurance fraud. I would never do that.
Oh my God. Are we not comedians? I forgot. I thought we were supposed to constantly be saying humorous, funny things. Is that not true?
Well, Bonnie,
we got to stick to the facts here all the time.
Yes, when it comes to insurance.
Oh my God.
I saw a little water by the dishwasher. It's not leaking again, is it, last night?
I don't know. You could always get up. Do you know how to move your chair back? Get up, walk towards the where you saw the water.
Well, I don't know.
Look at it. And then come back and report to me. Go on.
There's no water now last night.
Oh.
So anyhow, what happened to your first wedding ring? The first one.
What are you talking about?
I got you that ring in...
I just told you we put it in the thing.
No, that was your engagement ring.
I know, but you made me put them together as a
no,
set.
They're not together. Your first wedding ring.
I don't know. It should be around.
Maybe it's probably somewhere. It was a plain wedding ring, wasn't it?
You get a band, and then usually people just wear the band. But I don't know why you wouldn't let me wear that band. You said it was too expensive or something. You wouldn't let me wear it without
no,
the engagement ring.
That's not true. You said get me a diamond band, a plain diamond band. So I got you that.
No, I didn't say put a diamond in it. That's all you. No, no, no.
No,
I would
no,
say
you said you wanted small diamond.
I'm sure I just said a plain band and you were like, what? You can't just wear around a plain band.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, because you're upset that it looks bad on you.
No. You said give me a small. Then I got her the small diamonds right there. That was like $400 or $500. But then last Christmas, I got a real nice diamond ring. I made it for her.
Oh my God.
And then she said I didn't want it. So I paid $700 to have it made because I had all these diamonds. When I bought a new Rolex, I traded in, and my old Rolex had a diamond bezel, which they gave back to me. So I made this fucking amazing, amazing ring for Bonnie with all these diamonds.
Okay, but it was like, it was, this is the thing I'm trying to tell you. You
what?
I don't like jewelry. I never have. You never see me
you
wearing
say,
jewelry.
You said you wanted a silver necklace last year for fucking
yes,
Christmas.
Yes, and then you got me the fucking thickest, biggest, I just wanted the tiniest.
Silver or gold? Because I'll get you this year.
No, I don't want it.
What
I don't
do you
want you touching jewelry or anywhere.
I'm getting you, what do you want, silver
no.
or gold?
No, because I just go buy some cheap shit and then wear it and lose it, and who cares? So don't.
I'll get you cheap silver.
No, don't give me. Don't. Then, so you got me the ring.
And she didn't. $700 or $800.
It was meant to be my wedding band ring.
Yeah,
right?
Beautiful diamond.
It's so crazy ornate. It's way more ornate than the first ring that I decided I didn't want to wear because it was too much.
No, this was loaded. It looked beautiful. So she didn't want it. So I went and had it made into another ring for me.
He was very upset about it. I think I'm positive we talked about it already on the podcast.
Okay. So anyhow, so then she stuck with this the diamond ring I gave her, the other one. And then she calls me and goes, oh, I lost your ring. I lost your ring. I lost the wedding, not my ring. I lost the wedding band. And I just couldn't, I couldn't even get mad because I'm so used to her losing and misplacing and airheading, just being an airhead. That's not the word, airheading, but being an airhead, you know, just everything. And she lost her, her, what do you call it?
Oh, remember the keys that I lost? Did you talk about that on the podcast?
Yeah, she lost her. Yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah,
I went out and I had changed the locks on the door.
Changed the locks on the door. Wait.
Lost the house keys and
I
all
lost the
keys.
The house keys, but I knew they would turn up.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah. And I kept saying to you, what the odds of somebody finding them, knowing what apartment.
First of all, if someone saw you, saw you drop them, then they know they're yours.
But then, okay, but then there's also one other big thing that needs to happen.
What?
That person has to be pure evil.
There's
the
some,
person who picks up the keys and is like,
or how about someone,
I'm going to like break in and rob or rape or kill or whatever you thought they
were
going to
do. What if somebody found the keys around the house and just checked a bunch of doors during the day? So all these people that clean
yeah,
up
but
here,
that person would still have to be an evil person.
Not an
to
evil
do it.
Person.
Yes, nobody, no normal person does that.
What about
you
all the people?
You ask 100 people out on the street today, if you found a set of keys, would you go around till you found the apartment and steal something?
Okay, ask 100 drug addicts that.
Okay, I'm just saying it could happen, but it's like it's so rare.
That's the second time you lost the house keys. The second time you lost.
The second time you put new locks in.
Yeah, I put new locks in. Yes. You lose
house
keys.
By the way, I lost the house keys. Did I lose them or did you lose them? Because.
You lost them.
No.
You had them the whole time.
I handed them to you.
You never handed them to me. You never. You are such a liar.
Do you remember I handed you a coat?
No. What do you mean you handed me a coat?
Rain and I were walking to
those keys were already lost before you handed me the coat.
No, they were
already
in the coat.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Because we. You're such.
That's where they were found, right over where I handed
you. No,
you
don't
coat.
Know where they were found. How do you know where they were found?
Because somebody didn't find them fucking 4 miles from here and then put them on our mailbox.
They found them around where you were playing with the dog, where you lost them. Because we checked where you handed me the coat.
So they walked all the way around to the front and put them on the.
No. You were playing with a dog on the side of the house. Or wherever. And you lost the keys. It doesn't matter where you lost them. You could have lost them wherever. But you lost them on this property. And someone found them 4 weeks later and put them on the mailbox. Okay.
And there was a note attached.
There was no note.
That said, I tried every house in the vicinity. Couldn't find a match. So good luck, next drug addict.
All right.
Passing them on to you.
Well, you lose your keys, which is the second time. Because when Raina was a kid on the stroller.
How many times have I lost my keys?
Twice. Sets of keys.
Are you sure you've made that point enough times?
How many times have I lost keys?
I don't fucking know your schedule.
That's not a schedule. Oh, yeah. Tuesday at 4, you got to lose your keys. Never. Never lost my keys. Never broke my phone. You've broken your phone how many times?
Oh, my
Four
God.
Four or five times?
This is your day. Right
yeah, it's
here.
Not my day.
Yes,
we'll get you the broken phone later.
Phone. You're feeling so superior.
No,
right
I'm not superior. So Bonnie.
Okay, go ahead. I lose my keys. I break my phone.
And then she
what
lost
else?
Her wedding ring. So I was in New York yesterday. And I was going to buy her.
No, but first, can I just say, I lost the wedding ring. And then I looked everywhere.
Yeah, that's what most people do when they lose something. They look everywhere. That doesn't, you don't get points for that. Oh, I lost it and then I looked for it.
Well, I don't want it to be like I just lost it. I don't know where it is.
No, of course. Oh, you listen. Oh, wow. Wow.
So, but listen, I looked at, I even cleaned out the fridge.
You know what?
I even cleaned out the
fridge. I shot this guy in the stomach, but I did drive him to the hospital.
I looked in every nook and cranny. I turned this house inside out, is my point. I looked everywhere.
Oh, really? Upstairs?
Yes, I even had to go to the guy across it and was like, did I lose my ring here? Even though I never wear my ring in there.
Yeah, of course. Why would you wear your ring to CrossFit?
It just makes it easier to get laid.
Yeah. Good.
we're not supposed to joke on the podcast.
I didn't say you can't joke.
I'm so sorry. I let one slip.
Oh, look at
her. Try to reel it back.
First of all, if you can only see
her
now.
Facts only, ma'am.
If you can see her now, her hair is parted to the side. She thinks she's so sophisticated. Wearing a turtleneck with her hair parted.
Don't make me put on my glasses where I'll just totally intellectually
turtleneck and her stupid hair parted. Now her glasses. She looks like everybody's mother in a movie. Like beautiful, good looking mom in a movie.
Oh my God. You don't have to add that stuff. Like you're going to like get hit if you don't say it.
She's like a good looking mom in a movie. You know what it is? She's like the kind of mom where her husband is gone for a year. She thinks he's dead.
I'm pouring a glass of wine and just contemplating life. End of a day.
Yeah, because her husband.
Night, honey. I love you.
I just said he's gone for a year, missing.
No, I was with to my kids.
And then, you know, she's just like
get back in the bed.
She's like a single mom, but she still has hope.
If you don't get back in the bed, I swear to God, I will rip that fucking head from your body.
She's a little stressed out over the fact that she's raising the kids because her husband died. But her husband might not have died. She still has hope because they never found the body. So she's that kind of mom on like a mom on The Punisher.
That's her drinking the wine. She's that's a really mom on The Punisher.
So then Bonnie, now she's touching her breast.
I'm smoothing my shirt.
Because her husband's gone and she's home drinking wine. And she's going to diddle her vittle. So
I have to be able to come now, I have to think about Louis C.K. in a corner of a hotel room, naked and masturbating. Like, it's fucked up my, you know, system. It's unbelievable.
Whoa.
Boo. Whoa. That joke dropped like a can of bricks right there. That's not a...
So
sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, folks. That's all what it's like being a comedian and trying out jokes on your podcast. So I like that voice. People hate it. People fucking hate it.
So Bonnie loses the ring. I'm in New York doing radio yesterday. And I said, after radio, I'll go buy her a ring. You know, it's right by the...
We measured my
finger. Right by the Diamond District. I'll walk in.
District?
District.
Do you think that's how it's spelled?
District.
Yes, you're emphasizing the point more clearly.
In the Diamond District.
How do you spell district?
D-I-S-T-R-I-C-T.
Well, why are you saying the D? District.
That's what I said, district.
You weren't doing the...
Yes, I was.
It was so delayed. It was way too delayed. It was like...
No, district.
Well into the next sentence.
So I go, well, since I'll be at radio, which is right across the street from the Diamond District, let me go. But after radio, I forgot to get the ring.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to get home.
Did you make a mistake? Well,
no, that's not a mistake. I'm getting old and I forget.
Oh, maybe you forget your keys are in the jacket that your wife had given you.
No, I didn't forget because that wasn't something to remember. So I get home without the ring.
Interesting argument.
You're fucking such an ass. You're stupid.
I can't imagine using that myself. Well, that's not something I needed to remember. That's what your excuse was for not forgetting. It wasn't something meant to remember.
Yeah. What, you handed me a coat and I put it in the back seat of my car. What's that? You hand me a coat with no keys in it because you already lost them.
Do you know, sir, for a fact there's no keys in that jacket?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because...
Did you pat the coat down?
Because if they were lost, it would have been right by our car. Right? Where you handed it to me.
How do you know? You claim to not know where they were found.
Well, we checked by my car, didn't we?
I didn't, no.
Yes, we
did. Sir,
did
you check by your car?
Yes, all around it.
Under the car.
Under, around it, on top of it, in the fenders, in the bumpers, in the transmission, the engine, everywhere. So, I forgot to buy her a ring, and I figured I was going to buy
her. Are you kidding me right now? Come on.
I was going to buy a ring, and I was also going to give it to her for Christmas.
What? You told me before you left you were going to go buy me a ring.
Yes, but I would have gave it to you Christmas, but I didn't get it. Then I get home last night, and I hear Bonnie get all excited. She found her ring. And she'll tell you where she found her ring.
Well, I was having a pre-dinner snack. jar of olives. I went to pour out the juice so I could get the last four olives out. And I see a little, I said, what is that in there? Sure enough, it's me old wedding ring in the olive jar.
Yeah. Yeah. Who could possibly lose a ring?
I know. It sounds like you know, I just, it's the biggest, I'm like the biggest pig in the world, just digging around and losing rings and food. It's, well, maybe that's like God telling me, like, slow
this
down.
This is what happened. Snacking. This is what I think happened. I wasn't home. I was traveling.
Oh.
Somebody from CrossFit was coming over, and that person thinks she's single. So...
Oh,
quickly.
So I had an olive jar in my hand when I didn't know you were coming.
And she drops the ring in there. And drops the ring into the olive jar.
Let me hide these pictures also quickly.
Pictures.
I didn't decorate in here. This was already.
What pictures?
There's pictures of you on the mantle.
It's not
our
one
wedding picture.
Oh yeah. Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom bad. I got diarrhea too.
Do you have to? I don't want people to know what's going on with my bowels. So thank you for including me.
So we got also.
Are you going to be able to make it?
Probably not. Because
are you going to shit your pants on the podcast?
No, I'm going to pause it and then go run upstairs if I have to. I don't have a window. Once I got to go to the bathroom, I got to go. I don't have a window.
So is this going to be the day we pause, or is this going to be super short?
I'll try to pause it, but well, not now.
I gotta leave to go do this show that I'm super scared to go do.
Why?
Because it's a private show in a private room at a restaurant, and there's 25 people. Which so you think those rooms are not that big? It's not, you know, it's gonna be a tight space.
There's
anyway.
Gonna be no microphone, you know.
I asked her if there was gonna be a microphone. She said yes.
Oh, they're probably giving speeches.
So. I'm going to go up and do half an hour, and it's got to be...
Up front?
Yeah, because it's only me and Jessica, and I was not fucking going to follow Jessica Curson. Like, the only way that gig could be worse is if I had to follow Jessica Curson. So I'm going to go up and try to charm my way through half an hour. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm like, I have 6 clean jokes. Like, how am I going to make that fucking 30 minutes?
Do one joke 5 minutes. Stretch it out to 5 minutes.
I mean, I can obviously do.
What?
I can do 15 minutes clean, but then I don't know what the fuck I'm going
to
do.
First of all, you don't have to do a half an hour up front, do you?
It's just me and Jessica.
How long is the show supposed to be?
An hour.
So you do 25, she does 35. That's how it should be in the, you know.
Well, okay, so I still have 10 minutes. I don't know what I'm going to... I gotta do some crowd work with.
Yes, but don't say anything too bad where they'll go. Oh.
Oh no! I know. Listen, they're corporate people.
I get paid.
They're all there from work.
Get paid up front when you walk.
I filled out a form yesterday to get paid. I said I got to get paid at the gig. I can't.
Are they gonna pay you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, as you walk in, but it doesn't matter. They could always stop payment on the check.
Chew. Chew.
Oh, bless you.
I think I'm sick. I might not be able to go.
Want me to fill in?
Yes. No, they want women. Because it's a company. I don't think, should I say the company name?
No.
So it's a company that's decided they haven't been treating their female customers very well. So they
They haven't been marketing to their female customers, not treating them bad. That's completely the opposite of what's going on. They have not marketed.
Well, I'll show you the email, but it sounds like it.
No, they don't treat them bad. They just...
They want to treat them better.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what leads me to believe they were beating them. What? This company was beating its female clientele, if you can believe it. No, so then they had this big conference.
Go ahead.
Is that legally binding in some way? Are we now, like, lost our house and everything because I said that?
No, but someday you will say something that's going to make me lose everything.
I'm allowed to say whatever I want because I've established myself as a comedian and you're allowed to make jokes.
No, not, you cannot.
You can disparage people. You absolutely can if it falls under the satire rule or something. Yes.
You can't degrade. Yes. You can't use
Brad false. Pitt has 2 penises.
You can't have false
Brad
accusations.
Brad Pitt has 2 penises.
You picked him up because he picked you up in a bar in L.A. You think I don't believe that you blew him off?
I did blow him off, whoever it was.
Go ahead.
Why do you have such low self-esteem? I thought you were over this thing of like me and fucking other people.
That's nothing to do with low self-esteem. You always, she used to say that this guy in a bar in L.A.
Okay, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about like your little scenario with the wedding ring.
Which, I was only joking about that.
Look
at that dog. Look how
beautiful.
I'm
going to fucking sue you for saying that.
Look how beautiful that shepherd is.
From now on, you bring that shit up, I'm going to sue you. You think I'm joking?
You're going to sue me?
I'm going to call Gloria Allred right now and ask her. Oh, have you ever had a wife sue her husband?
She's up on... I heard she's up on some... in trouble.
Why? For what?
For something. I don't know. That's what I heard, that...
She defended the wrong person?
Well, I don't know.
I kind of remember something about that, but I don't remember what it is. Lena Dunham had an article today that was like...
What?
So scathing in the New York Post.
They're going after Lena. The left...
I don't know if it's the left.
Yes, it is, and they are vultures. They'll attack each other.
She hangs herself.
Yeah, I know, but the left has loyalty towards each other. If they can bring you down, they will in a second.
They're fair.
They're not fair. They're fucking.
They don't. Stop at party lines, man.
No, they just are fucking ruthless. Whatever.
Perfection is the only answer for the left. You must be perfect at all times.
It's unbelievable.
Or they will take you the fuck down.
Can you move towards the mic?
They will take... You can't be righteous. The righteous always fall.
So what did Lena Dunham do?
No, she... Well, the way that the article presented this argument, which I never thought about it in this... exact terms, was that she wrote in her book about a rape. Then they, you know, I remember this sort of happening. And then there was a lot of issues with that story. Like maybe it wasn't true. And then she, defended herself by saying like, we need to start believing women and believe all women and blah, 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 blah. There was also the incident with her sister, which was a little
gross.
I mean, why did she write about it? It makes no sense to me. It's like a little bit like a Louis C.K. situation.
What do you mean? Louis had a sister?
No, Louis liked to write about his bad behavior and talk about his bad behavior. And also, you know, clearly Lena Dunham has it. So then she, we're into this all women and Me Too and all that stuff. And Lena Dunham came to the... So this woman took one of her writers. She made a police report that he raped her. And then Lena Dunham and her writing partner, Jenny... I don't know her name. Anyways, they wrote a letter saying that this woman was lying about him. And it's like...
How'd they find out she was lying?
Well, they just said they had inside information. They knew the guy really well. And it's like that's what I'm talking about when people go, women never lie. We have to believe all women and stuff. And then the minute it's like you know somebody that somebody's lying about, you're like, oh, you can believe me. Like, listen, I know. Like, you don't know more than everybody else, so shut the fuck up. I don't know. It just drives me nuts, the hypocrisy of it.
Yeah,
it's like... Let's be like just slightly reasonable. I'm just asking for the lightest bit of reasoning here on stuff. It's like the fact that you say no women lie or all women are telling the truth is a noble stance. However, it also paints women as these fucking not real creatures, the same as if you're being a misogynist.
Listen.
We are real. We are flawed. Make mistakes.
I've dealt with lies throughout my career, here and there, you know. What are you going to do? Some people, or sometimes...
And this is the worst, can I just...
Sometimes the people are lying, aren't lying, they just really believe it, you know.
Well, there's, I used to, like, I think there's a ton of guys out there that don't, you know, even Charlie Rose was like, I thought that the they were consensual. Or like he's going around groping women and he thinks they like it. Because he doesn't know that they're probably like smiling and fucking gritting their teeth because he's the boss. But how
do you mean by, what do they mean by groping you? Just going up and grabbing somebody? Who, no one does, who, I mean,
I'm sure like there's a little bit of conversation and then, you know.
Like what kind
of? Men talk to you and then if you're nice to them, a lot of men, if you're nice to them at all, they suddenly think that they can, you know. Touch your leg, touch your hip.
I really don't, because I'm not a touchy
person. A lot of
person.
Them like go around the waist. It's weird.
I couldn't even see to do that to somebody I didn't know.
Or they say something inappropriate because they think that you're flirting with them.
I probably said inappropriate things many times, but no touchy-feely. But I'm sure as
no
a comic,
insertion, right?
No, just going up and touching somebody. Like, that seems weird. But as a comic, I'm 100% sure I've said inappropriate
things.
Well,
you better stop.
As a joke, as in humor.
It doesn't matter. In that case,
you're the one that used to.
I know, but the satire thing doesn't work in this.
You know what you used to tell me?
What?
You used to go, you never flirt with anybody. How come you don't flirt?
Well, I don't mean grope people. This
I just said I never groped anybody, well, but I could have said stuff.
Yeah, but going like, hey, your boobs are like
no,
divine.
No, I wouldn't say something
flirt.
Like
I mean, flirting
flirt
is like having an enjoyable, witty conversation.
No,
with
what if I say to somebody, what if I say to somebody, can I buy you a house? Or,
I mean, these are like stuff that's like, it's
just dumb lines. It's flirting.
Yeah, Is it flirting? It doesn't seem that charming to me. It seems a little...
Well, a conversation isn't flirting. Having a conversation is just having a conversation.
Oh, my God. See, this we're talking about, like we just view the world differently. Like, there is... Like, you can have a nice flirty conversation with someone and then...
Oh, you're like when you're talking about camping, like, oh, I love to go camping with you. Like that?
Well, you seem like a nice, strong guy. To go camping. I bet you do well...
Yes, but we have to
I'd
share.
I'd love to see you put up a tent.
We would have to share.
You know,
we'd have to
that's
sleep.
That's flirting, not like camping. I'm going to jizz on your back.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I could.
Whatever.
Also.
You don't have to get, you don't really say anything. It's all like sexual undertones, not overtones. Anyway, he didn't know. He thought it was consensual.
Who, Charlie Rose?
Yes, and
how
so
many
did,
people did he
so
do?
did Louis C.K. He was like, I don't know. I thought that I asked them. They don't understand. Like, there's this other level of like, well, you're a man and B powerful in some way. Anywho, that aside, I do. So I was thinking there needs to be like some kind of like. This is.
But just and I'm not taking anybody's side in anything. But why didn't they just get up and leave, walk out of the room?
Well, I will present to you two arguments for this. All right. Like, I'm a different person because I sometimes forget that other people have feelings. So I would have not probably been a good a choice for them to do something like that too. But
why? What do you mean? You would have got up and left?
No, I'm sure I would have been like, "What the fuck? What's going on? What are you doing?"
You would know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, and I may or may not have left, but I would have humiliated someone in the process.
Well, someone is either you and the person and the
one
perp.
Of us would be humiliated before I left, I'm sure. No, okay, remember we were at a meeting and the people in the meeting were
yes.
being mean to us.
They were assholes.
And at one point I just stood up and said, thank you, goodbye. And you were like, what? Why are we leaving? And when we got out, I was like, what do you mean, why are we leaving? Those people were assholes. But it took you a while to process... That they were being
yes,
assholes.
Okay,
so you're just having a conversation. All of a sudden, someone gets up and starts masturbating. It might take a minute to fucking process
no,
what's
now,
going on.
No, there's a difference between it being in a meeting and people being condescending and fucking and rude and mean. There's a difference between that and somebody getting undressed and jerking off.
Okay, true, but also that person is in a position of power. Okay,
no.
So that there's also like,
he wasn't in a lot of power.
I don't
want to
make
then.
This person mad.
Back then, he didn't have a lot of power. He was just a better comic or more famous comic than those
okay,
people.
Okay, well, I, you know, these are arguments that you could.
I don't know. I
suggest,
listen,
but I'm giving
either
you.
Way,
you wanted to know.
Yes.
I'm trying.
But
to
either way, he's wrong.
I get it, but yes. You said what makes it, and you don't want to take it in. You don't want to be like, that's interesting. You're just like, no,
no, I didn't say no.
That wouldn't happen. If somebody's masturbating, you know, next. It's like you're not really looking.
Well, you can't make
for
a
insight,
but you can't make a comparison. That's
I'm not
the right comparison. Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to give you points that you can ponder.
Okay.
Okay. You don't have to believe it now. You don't have to ever believe it if you don't want to. But she's a woman.
Okay. Can I?
She's possibly been in this situation before. Let me. No, not
no,
true.
Wait, can I? Can I? Inter-
no, I'd
can
like
I?
To, I'd like to bring up one more point.
Okay. Can I talk about this point? You can't go from point to point without it.
I don't know why you're going to argue it back.
I'm not arguing, but
here we go.
You can't compare a conversation in a meeting to a physical activity.
I'm merely trying to get you to relate to a situation
sometimes
that you had where
process.
It took a while to process.
Yes.
Some things might take a minute to process, and by the time you've processed what's going on, it's you're not like making the right decisions. There's also the added fact that you don't want confrontation. As a woman, you grew up trying not to have confrontation
with
people.
There's two in there.
Trying not to have
there.
Conversation in that case, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think those two girls in particular were traumatized by the events that went on. I think they thought it was awful and whatever, but I don't think they were scared or anything like that. I think they were pissed that he did it, which I would totally be pissed too.
I get that.
It's so fucking disrespectful.
I get that.
And then when they tried to tell their own story about it, people tried to silence them. And then that would fucking piss me off.
Yes, I get that too.
So that's for that situation. I think that's what you're dealing with.
Who
but if you're by yourself in a room with a powerful man, he's obviously not acting appropriately. So you're scared. Will he grab me? Will he hit me? Will he rape me? You don't know those things. So you try to minimize any confrontation in those situations.
And you try to get out. You try to leave.
Yes, I'm sure like the people who were scared did try to leave.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Louis C.K. I'm talking about other situations. Louis C.K. is its own weird, bizarre subset.
You're right. You know, and...
Because I really, I'm not a person, but that happened to, but I'm not a person, but I think female comics are like a breed of people that are tough and they're not traumatized by it. They have to go out and do stand up in front of fucking pieces of shit all the time. It's like, but I do think they were pissed and I would have been pissed too. Like the girl that Louis C.K. was like, she's working on a show. She's like a writer on a show. And he's like, can I masturbate in front of you? I would have been like,
that's kind
of
creepy.
You fucking piece of shit. Like, we're equals, you dickwad. How
was
dare
it,
you try
that
to fucking...
Was show that Courtney Cox produced, her and her husband?
Yeah.
What show was that?
And then people, like, she didn't want to shut down production? Of course she didn't. She had a job. She liked it. She wanted to keep it.
Who, the girl or Courtney Cox? Didn't Courtney Cox and David Arquette
they
cover
offered
up?
For her to, like, they were like, do you want to shut this down? And she was like, no, because she's cool. That's
who, the girl?
Corey. Yes.
She's a writer.
She's a comedian. She's very funny. She's a writer.
What was the show?
I wrote on a show that she was a... lead on.
But what was the show that Courtney Cox and David Arquette were producing? That
I have no idea what the show was. I have no clue.
And Louis was a writer on it?
I have no idea. He might have been a guest star or something. I have no clue.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, it's like that guy who he fancies himself like some kind of feminist. It's like...
Who?
Louis. And then he's like, can I masturbate in front of you?
When did he ever fancy himself as a feminist?
Oh, like him and Woody Allen, they all kind of like were writing amazing parts for women. And he's like championing like Tig. And did you see what Tig said? He only helped her so he could further mask his fucking bullshit.
Well, is that what she said?
Something along those lines.
Well, then why did she let him help her?
Well, I don't know. She had to know
those stories from way back, right?
I don't know.
No, I'm not saying she did know them.
I'm telling you the stories. I knew them jump, and
okay.
I felt like everyone knew them, and everyone talked
about
them.
I swear to God,
Did I not tell you the stories?
Probably right when it was coming out.
The problem was...
I didn't know the stories, but I don't...
Back in 2002 or 2004, whenever it was, and we were... I mean, I was hanging out with those girls. I knew them all. It was like a joke. And none of us took it seriously. That's the problem. None of us really thought it was...
Well, you hang out with the two girls that were in the room?
Yeah.
You hung out with the two girls that were
Yes, I knew them.
And you knew them, but you
hung out with them, drove around with them, went to parties with them.
Okay, here's
their story. Yes.
So if everybody, I really didn't know these stories until probably when you brought them up. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm not paying attention to Louis C.K.'s private life or his life 10 years ago, just like I'm not paying attention to any. I do know stories about my friends, you know, Keith or Patrice or Norton or Bobby, stuff like that, because they're my friends. So you hang out, you hear stories. But I never even paid attention to Louis' stories. Because it didn't faze me in any possible way. But anyhow, you're saying all these people...
Well, I was always like...
But you're saying all these people knew these stories, or a lot of people did. So, and this is in L.A., people that run in circles in L.A., so they mainly know the stories because that's...
Right, like maybe the newer, like comics that came after that didn't.
So don't you do you think Tig knew these stories before her show?
I cannot speculate on that. I don't know. Okay, she was a little later after that, I think. Came into the scene.
No, okay. Came into the scene. But if she knew these stories before she let Louis put her...
On a show.
Also on his website.
Oh, right.
Didn't he put her album or something?
Right. It's possible she might have heard the story and put it out of her mind. And at that time, her mother had died. She was getting a double mastectomy. I mean,
no, this was after she had her double mastectomy. When Louis saw her...
That was the first day that she found out she had cancer. And she went on stage and said, "I have cancer." She hadn't gone through all that stuff yet.
That's when I thought Louis saw her, when she was doing material on having cancer.
Well, I like that you've done your research. It's not the story at all. And no article or anything has ever even made it seem that way. If you've read anything about it.
I didn't, because I don't pay attention.
She walked out on stage and she went, "I have cancer." Because it was funny. I was watching it or listening to it, I guess, when Raina was little. I don't know how long ago that was. And then one day she was doing an impression of a comedian. She's like, "This is my impression of a comedian." And she goes, "I have cancer. I have cancer." Because that's what Tig had done.
Oh. So Louis saw...
That's kind of fun. That's a little funny.
Louis saw her...
So Louis saw her that night.
Where was that? In L.A.?
At Largo in Los Angeles, and said... And it had been recorded, because at Largo, it's a music venue and they record everything, I guess, just in case for times like this. And Louis put it on his website and it launched her. I mean, she was a very successful comedian before that, but then...
How long ago? How many years ago is it? Say six?
I guess so.
6 years ago. Okay. Louis was pretty big 6 years ago, right? He was his show.
Obviously, his show was on the air and very successful. He was like, he was a huge success. Anything he put on his website was...
You don't think it's possible after her operation he saw her? You're saying it was before her operation.
Listen, you believe whatever you want to
believe. I'm not believing. I don't know the story. I'm asking because I don't know.
Okay, if you're asking, I just told you. Okay. I just told you exactly. So what part of it in your mind where you don't know anything, you've never read one thing about it, you're going to be like,
I never read anything about it.
I know. You're completely ignorant of it and still will not believe me. Why? I don't know. You think about what that means. What kind of person are you?
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
No, you just said it was after. And then when I told you the whole thing.
I'm saying, are you sure? I just said,
okay,
are you sure?
I'm not dealing with are you sure? Because I just told you.
Okay, so you're sure. So let's say, let's speculate. This is all speculation because I don't know.
True TV, we got another one for you. Man with a thousand ideas, ignorant of all. Man knows nothing about anything yet, pontificates endlessly. Richard Voss.
Okay. So he put her on
the... Arrogant ignoramus. Here we go.
So he put her on his website. She gets famous.
That set where she just happened to do a set at Largo that she told everyone.
Was she making an album from that set? Was she making an album that night?
How could I be fucking clearer? It was recorded.
Everything you said, everything's recorded
right,
there.
Right.
So was she going in to do an album?
Yeah, she went in right before and she said, you know what? I'm going to do something I've never done before. No jokes. I've never done any of this. I'm going to talk about how I got cancer. I'm pretty sure this is going to fucking rock it up. So let me, I know you record everything anyway and I don't need to tell you to record it, but can you just make sure you record it because I'm going to do an album? No, think about things.
No, you think it is. She's stupid.
Use your head. Of course she wasn't planning a fucking album.
So then why would Louis just put that on his website if it's not an album?
He said, this set is so amazing. I've only ever seen one other set that amazing. And it was so-and-so from something prior. I don't know. He made some big declaration. This is like the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Therefore, I'm taking this set raw and unedited and I'm putting it on my website. Website for $5 a pop.
From just one set. How long was it? Like 15 minutes?
I think it was like a 30-some minute set.
30 minutes. So it wasn't an album, but they charged $5 for it. So
why do you keep asking questions that I've already told you the answer to? That's a problem.
You can't have a conversation with you without you getting mad.
Because it's so aggravating. I would love to have a conversation with somebody smart and bright and giving and interesting. But no,
I'm asking you interesting questions.
Yes, okay. You're asking me questions that I've already told you the answer
to. So we got past everything. We got all
What's
the answers.
What's your fucking point?
My
You're
point.
Jealous? You wish you got cancer and went on stage and said it. I got cancer. Or if I had cancer, nobody put me on their website.
What is that? I'm not. Okay, so that was probably, you're saying 6 years ago. Then her show came out, what, a couple years later? 2 years ago?
Just, you know what? Say it as though you know it. Because I'm not going to just fucking be her a show fact checker.
Her show is 2 years old, right? Her TV show? This is the second season.
Did I just say stop asking me questions? If you don't, maybe you should just say, look, I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm just not going to say anything right now. Has that ever fucking crossed your mind?
I don't know.
Well, then don't tell stories like this.
I'm not telling stories. I'm asking.
So that's a coffee cup? Is that a coffee cup?
I'm asking
and
you.
And there's coffee in it? Is that right? There's coffee in it?
No, it's empty now.
It's an empty coffee cup? It's empty?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's empty?
No, there's a little left. I'm asking you. Why are you getting so mad when I'm asking
because
you?
Because I don't feel like being your fact checker.
No, you're telling me fucking stories of... If you
what
ask
do
me
you
some-
want to know about it? Not how long her show's been on the air. What the fuck is the end point here?
The end point.
Is at some point... He's got his name on it as Louis C.K., executive producer. Now, keep these in your head because you're going to want to ask me later if he was an executive producer on it.
Yes, he's not the creator. He's the executive producer.
Do you know that? Do you know that? No. Just fucking little.
He's executive producer. I knew that.
But why are you adding if you don't fucking know? That's what I'm saying. Or adding words like, oh, but I bet he's not the creator. It's probably just the executive producer. No, those words don't come out of your mouth. This is what people should, if it was translated, this is what it would be.
What?
Rich Voss talking about anything. You're so fucking aggravating. I want 99 IQ. My hair will explode. Yeah. Do you know that's what happens when you get... What do you think the highest IQ in the world is?
Probably 188 to something to 11. Do you know?
You're just doing two random, two different ones.
Do you know?
No, I don't fucking know.
208.
No, I'm sure it's like 265.
Nobody's 260.
Yeah, look it up.
I'll look it up right now. Highest IQ recorded.
What if it just says it's Rich Voss?
It's probably going to say.
You can be so smart you don't know anything. So there you go.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. I'm going to go to Google.
You don't need to say it out loud. Just do it.
Well, I want people to know we're going step.
Oh my God, no one cares.
Oh fuck.
But people are like, what were you gonna say about Tig?
It doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
Why would I don't care. Nothing.
Also, like, the fact that he got naked is...
What's that?
Just the fact that they were sitting there in their winter coats. They never took their winter clothes off, 'cause it was Aspen Comedy Festival.
I've been to Aspen.
There's that boomerang hard at work. Rich Voss, one of the only men in the world that can make any conversation relate directly back to himself.
It has nothing to do with me. I'm just saying I know how cold it is. I was trying to relate to you when you said, ask me, because I know how cold it can get.
You should play a game where you should try to, like, I'll just say anything, and then you'll be like,
highest IQ.
Oh, my God. It's really taking you that long?
IQ.
What's happening?
On record.
So they're in their puffy winter coats, their hat, I imagine, a scarf, mittens.
Oh, here
and then
they
he's
are.
Completely naked, masturbating. It's quite a scene when you break it down.
Here's some names. You want some names? Ooh, look
I mean,
at this
if that's
one.
Not comedy, folks. I don't know what is.
Gary Kasparov, 194. Chris, Edith Stern, 200 plus. Why are they putting Nate? Kim Young Young, 210. Oh, Christopher Hirata, 225. Here's the highest one right here.
Okay.
Oh, see, they're saying this.
What do they say?
How William James, 250, 2300. So what is the highest IQ?
He's off the charts. They can't even.
Here it is. The highest Marilyn Vos savant. Look at the name.
I actually knew. I read a book by her.
I told you.
It was how to like.
Guinness Book of World Records. As a person possessing the highest IQ with the reported score.
Oh, my God. Your mother's name is Marilyn Vos.
Oh, that's it. 228.
Marilyn Vos Savant. Her last name is really Savant?
Who? This lady?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
That's bizarre that her name would be Savant.
See, her real name was Marilyn Vos, which my mother's name was Marilyn Vos.
No, it could be her middle name.
No, Voss is not a middle name. No one who named their kid Voss is a middle name.
There's different countries.
No, listen to
Why
me.
Is it not capitalized? Why is Voss not capitalized? Maybe it means the savant.
I don't know. Voss, no.
What if your last name means the?
30 smartest people alive today.
Need to do that. But I can't believe
I'll give number one.
Marilyn Vos Savant.
228.
And I think on that note, folks, we'll all just go kill ourselves and call it a podcast.
No, we're not done yet.
Come on.
I'll go to the number one smartest person.
I'm too irritated by you.
Why? We had a nice conversation.
Did we? Stop looking at your phone.
I'm going to tell you the Stephen Hawking.
I'm going to walk away.
Stephen
Hawking
is the smartest person alive today, they say. Well, there you have
cheated
it.
Cheated on his wife.
How could he cheat on his wife without her driving him there?
I mean, she felt dumb after. She said, I should have known.
All right, listen, we're going to wrap this up. Is there anything you'd like to plug? Do you have anything coming? Don't you have stuff coming up?
Yeah, but that one is a secret show.
Oh, you can't say that. Don't say that. What else do you have coming up?
I don't know. I have that show tonight for 25 people.
No.
In a restaurant.
Don't you have Ohio at some point?
Oh, that's in February.
Oh, you don't need to plug that now.
No.
All right. This weekend, I'll be in Rochester at the Comedy Club in Rochester. I think it's in Carlston, it's called. Friday and Saturday. No, wait. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then next weekend, December 8th and 9th, the Velveeta Room in Austin, Texas. Right now, go behind the wall. We added another Would You Bang 'Em? And I think we might be starting up on a new site. I don't know what it is. Anyhow, go behind the wall. We added a new Would You Bang 'Em? And December 8th and 9th, Austin, Texas, the Velveeta Room. And then go to richvoss.com for all my dates. They are up on my website. Thank you for listening.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.